Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode. We interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you breaking news. Sykuno has moved to YouTube. We'll send it over to Mac for the report. Today we're going to talk about Sykuno going to YouTube.
I'm going to do what I've always done, just in a new place.
So I'll talk about this quickly, but pretty much, I think it was yesterday, Sykuno announced that he would be moving to the YouTube platform. And, you know, we saw Ludwig make that transition. We've seen Ray make that transition. We've seen Courage JD make that transition. Tim the Tap Man, Dr. Disrespect. A lot of people have made that transition. But now it's Sykuno. And that's pretty wild. He did it, a day ago. The tweet has 212,000 likes. And that's pretty crazy. What does it mean? I think it's pretty obvious what it means. YouTube is starting to get on top. Twitch, the other day, you know, they revealed that they would, in fact, be lowering the amount they pay creators. And then YouTube just bagged Sykuno. And I think YouTube is becoming a more viable and viable group of, you know, a viable platform. Because Sykuno is, you know, he has some diehard fans. There are some people, I think, Sykuno has one of the most loyal audiences ever. You know, maybe second to, like, Carl Jacobs and Rambo. What I'm saying is, YouTube made a fantastic move with that, because they captured another community. A lot of Ludwig people just love Ludwig, but a lot of Sykuno people just love Sykuno. And I think they will all follow in there. I think this is a great, fantastic play by YouTube. I think this was a great idea. They got that whole loyal community, pulled more of that offline TV crowd to YouTube. Now they can switch between Ray and Sykuno. They are forming a community there. I think Ludwig, you can throw him in there. And if more they start kind of poaching more offline TV members, ooh, or offline TV and friends, like, they will be very, very successful. I think this is a crazy move by YouTube. I think Sykuno will be pretty successful. He has Ray and Lud to back him up with all the help he has. Because Ludwig has kind of set the scene for just chatting streamer, and Ray has kind of set the scene for gaming streamer. So now he kind of has seen the pros and cons of, you know, how doing those on YouTube and, like, how to do them successfully. And I see, you know, nowhere to go, but YouTube goes up. I don't see this as a bad move for YouTube at all. Now, I would like to be interested in, you know, how much money they are shelling out for these deals. But again, I only going to speak about it quickly because we haven't seen, like, much news after that. But I think it is a truly fantastic move. I just don't really see it going wrong. I mean, like I said, he has the loyal audience. He's people to help him. And his first stream is, in fact, tonight at 7. So maybe I can review that. And maybe we'll get a little mini episode in the middle. But I see this as a huge, huge success for YouTube. Beautifully said, Mac. Now I'll send you back to our regular scheduled programming. On Overwatch 2.
Okay, I've played Overwatch 2, and it reminded me of a Stevie Wonder song. And that song is, "You haven't done nothing!" Listen, what the hell is this? What kind of scam are you trying to run on me here? The haters have been calling this game Overwatch 1.5. I gotta say, haters, you guys are stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. This is more like Overwatch 1.1.
So, I don't normally do episodes on specific games, but I thought this one was a bit of an interesting one. Mostly because I was pretty much really into the Overwatch YouTube community back in the day. And I wouldn't say still am, but a lot of people I follow and, you know, like, subscribe to are the people I learned about from Overwatch. That's kind of how my YouTube community formed. So, you know, I want to talk about Overwatch 2. So Overwatch 2 is, get this, a sequel to Overwatch. However, some are guessing if it's actually a sequel. The game is actually very similar to how it was originally. and doesn't seem to have changed very much. Many people are saying it is more like Overwatch 1.05 instead of Overwatch 2. Just saying this is just a big update, this is not a new game. But the beta came out recently, so we saw a lot of YouTubers playing it. YouTubers that kind of maybe used to really be into Overwatch that we now get to see. So, I watched all of them. Now, as I said, I used to be really into Overwatch gameplay back in the day. I would follow specifically like all the Australians, like Bazagaza, as I always said, is a classic for me, one of my favorite YouTubers, just, you know, generally, although he doesn't post much on YouTube anymore, but Bazagaza, Muselk, Tyrodin, Creator, I would watch all of those guys.
Why are you in charge of defending? Who gave you this job appointment?
As president of the defending committee, I assigned myself as defending man.
Do we have a way to vote you out of being president of the defending committee?
No, no, he's vetoed. He can't be vetoed.
You can consult the president about it and see what he says, but I don't know.
I'd like to consult the president about...
He's busy at the moment.
When Jacksepticeye played Overwatch, I liked it. But I really liked specifically those that group of Australians' content. I would watch that a lot. And Muselk and Bazagaza recently posted a video on it. So, what's up with it? Well, first off, views. You know, with this new game, can Overwatch 2 draw views? You know, it's a new beta. You would think they'd be able to draw, like, a large amount of views, especially of a YouTuber who was born of it. But, Baz's video only got 94,000. It was released 2 days ago. I mean, he could get up to his normal numbers, which is, like, at least between 150 and 200,000. But it's not looking too hot right now, I'll be honest. If we go to Muselk, you know, he released Overwatch 2 as a scam. That was the title of his video 6 days ago. That's 183,000 views. But the two Fortnite videos surrounding it both have more. Yes, I guess his viewers are more used to Fortnite, though. But that's super kind of sad to see for me. Because I do remember when he was all Overwatch. Creator, you know, Cray's a classic. His YouTube videos have been kind of struggling, I would say. His Overwatch one has 28,000, but the two on either side have less than that, so maybe this is the bump and kind of the gaming that his channel needs. XQC, I don't really watch normally, but he's retired Overwatch Pro, so I went to watch him for this, one of the most popular streamers. His Overwatch video got 476,000 views, which is a lot compared to some others. But right next to it, you have the Amber Heard trial, which outranks it at 560,000. So, in conclusion, Overwatch views, let's be honest, they're kind of mid. So, in the game that used to kind of control YouTube, used to be very popular, we have seen it kind of diminish in people wanting to watch it, even when there is a new game coming out. Which is really just sucks to see. For those, like, if you were wondering why I was so into Overwatch YouTube, I mean, pretty simply, I played Overwatch. Around, like, 2018, around that time, I was into Overwatch, really enjoyed it. I still think it's a great FPS game. In watching, you know, the people, you know, play in their videos, it doesn't look the same. And, I mean, it does look the same. And in it looking the same, it reminded me of how fun the original game was when I was really into it. I just think it's a great FPS game. Everybody kind of has different weapons. Like, there's a bunch of different projectiles firing through the air. So it's really fun in my mind. And I think it's always a game that has a big potential, but sometimes it just loses its luster and nothing changes. And when you have the second version of the game seem like this, you get a bit scared.
It's the same game. It's the same. Everything's the same. Oh, you're still here. Good. No, that's good. I was wrong about that as well. Great. Excellent. Oh, the gun sounds a little bit different. Is the UI... it's kind of different.
Granted, like, a big selling point of the game is supposed to be this co-op, like, story mode type thing, which they hadn't, like, released yet, hadn't really shown. And they reworked some of the characters. But, man, it as much as, like, it is a meme to say, it really does look the same. But this is coming from me saying that I really like the original Overwatch. So, like, I don't know how much you could change it, but, like, I guess it's the same as every Call of Duty, no one complains. It's just when you enter like the different space, people question it a bit more. But you would have to, I want to add probably a little bit more. I think they were trying to do what Call of Duty is doing and do it effectively, which is just making the same game with a new skin on it, basically. Maybe some new features. And Call of Duty does that, and they're successful at it, but not everybody can be Call of Duty. So we'll see if it works. As for like my actual thoughts on the game, the problem is like, okay, Overwatch, or no, what I meant to say is Fortnite kind of ruined the gaming industry for everybody. That's because it was a free game that kept constantly adding content. So you constantly had a new thing to do. They got you to buy money by doing the battle pass, but you were constantly getting new content, new entertainment. They were constantly, you could like keep changing things. It was a successful tactic. And that created an issue, because then we expected that to happen with all other games. And, you know, Overwatch, you know, did add things. They weren't a stagnant game compared to a lot of other people. You know, they added characters, I would say, fairly regularly for someone who had his characters. And they had their seasonal modes and all of that. And everything was pretty similar. Like, they did add content, but, like, in their seasonal modes, nothing changed within that. They would release the same seasonal modes every year, and the new characters were just, I don't know, they were fun, but they weren't great, especially like the recent two. I think it's Baptiste was added, I don't know how long ago, but I think he's fairly recent, and then the other one is Sojourn, I think. And the only problem I have with these two characters is they're not very creative. Overwatch, I think, is successful because you have these variety of creators with cool different powers and like all of these different like projectiles and abilities, and that's what makes the game fun. It's so different. It's like in Valorant, you know, you have all these cool abilities still, but at the end of the day, you're still just firing like it's guns, you know. It's still just like, oh, blah 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 blah, you know. I could buy whatever gun I want. I'm gonna have a machine gun, an LMG. But Overwatch, you know, you had like that ice gun, like Lucio's, like cool projectiles, a hammer, and in some case you had like with Reaper and Soldier, you had like actual guns, but there was a lot of like variation to it. But with Baptiste and Sojourn, it really doesn't feel that creative in my mind. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. I know Sojourn has a railgun, but they just look like Valorant characters. They both have like regular guns that are not like that crazy or different, that just shoot. They both, I don't honestly, seem like kind of variations of Soldier 76. I just feel like you could have at least added somewhat like cooler of a character in my mind. I just think that honestly it's a bit rough. In my mind, like, let me see if I can look at her abilities, if it's on here. Doesn't look like it. But you understand what I mean. It truly just doesn't feel like that much of a change. I think they did change the game mode to 5v5, which I can't speak too detailed on how that alters content. But man, this, when compared to Fortnite, which may have just ruined the gaming industry and my expectations, it does not look like much of a change. And I love this game, and I would love it to be successful, so that would be pretty awesome. Yeah. And, like, more speaking about, like, what it can do for the YouTube community is Overwatch was a very good vessel, in my mind. It's very similar, I think, in response to Bed Wars. I think that, like, you could play competitively if you want to, or stuff like that. But it made, like, a lot of room for a lot of funny bits to happen.
Do you have anything to say?
Me? Me? Do I have anything? What do you mean?
Oh, I was just asking if you have anything to say.
Oh? Is this a court of law?
I just sneezed.
What does that mean?
I just sneezed, Sean.
Oh, you just sneezed?
I literally just sneezed.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you,
was
Baz.
That so
Little bit was.
Oh, we haven't played for a while, so you're going to forget to say bless you when I sneeze.
Sorry.
You know? Like, Call of Duty, you know, you could be funny in it, but there's only, like, so much you can do. You can, like, I don't know, like, trip people with grenades, go behind them and knife them, maybe, like, stick C4 to someone, and even maybe a lot of their bits I'm not mentioning. But Overwatch was kind of creative in their memes. And their memes is what made them funny. Like, Music was talking about it in his video that had, like, the hook 'em and cook 'em. With Symmetra, you would, you know, always push people off cliffs. With Reese's ability, Reinhardt's charge, Lucio's boop, you'd do all those. There was constant glitch spots, let's get here, funny strategies. There was a lot of this that kept the game very entertaining. It was a very content-heavy game in my mind, compared to, like, Call of Duty or something else. A lot of the strategies you could make really funny, and a lot of the custom game modes could be really funny. I think that it was one of those games that just provided, like, a lot of content, and really let the creators shine at what they did. And with people like Bazza, who, like, you know, don't really want to upload on their channel until, you know, they get, like, something to consistently upload, you know, it's sad to see that the game doesn't have much of a change. I really want it to be successful. I really do. But at the end of the day, it just looks similar. And as for Muzog and things, I don't think he would ever switch back full-time. I think it would take a lot for him to get enough consistent views to switch all the way back to Overwatch. But, you know, maybe I'm just assuming here. But, like, it just feels like he's pretty settled in Fortnite now. But, like, yeah, I think that, like, a new game, as I've spoken about before, like Elden Ring, can bring a lot to streaming and YouTube. And I think we've seen, you know, games do that, but I think recently they've been missing the mark. And I don't know if that's because, I worry it's because our expectations are so high, you know. Like, Elden Ring was a really great game, and it produced a lot of content in that, like, 48 hours, but it's kind of done now. Like, I'm not seeing any Elden Ring videos, at least on trending or anything. I'm not getting any of that. And what worries me is that, like, what if we've lived through, you know, the peak, you know, side of YouTube gaming and gaming on YouTube? And, yeah, that worries me. I really don't know what to do and what it would mean. What if we never see anything come close to Fortnite? Because that game was so large that you would constantly see the trending fill on, like, a new season or anything. And I'm worried that we're going to keep waiting for that. We're going to keep waiting for that to hit. We're going to be like, okay, well, once everybody gets a new game, these creators will come back, you know. YouTube will be great again. It'll start to pile up. You know, everybody will be playing this. We'll have creators collabing. It'll be really fun. And it's just hard for me to see a new game doing that. I mean, we're not going to really experience it till it happens. But again, I still have this fear. What if it doesn't? What if we keep waiting? And I think, you know, sometimes, you know, creators do use gaming as a crutch, and they say, oh, I can't make good content because there's no good game. And yeah, in some cases, I think they're bullshitting a little, just being a little lazy. In some cases, there's definitely a burnout of, I don't want to keep playing this over and over. So I just hope someone can come out with some multiplayer, something that's fun and that's content creatable. Because although Valorant is cool, I think it's a bit too sweaty for the bits that kind of came in Overwatch and some other games at Fortnite. I think once you get the memes in, that's only when you can, like, truly be successful. I think it needs to kind of, I don't know, like, Minecraft has that ability, but it's just old at this point. Which, like, of course, obviously it still has, you know, the ability to pull those people in. But, you know, what I'm saying is, like, I'm more focusing on new games, so, like, no offense to Minecraft, but, like, I don't think that it's possible that we don't see another Fortnite, which sucks. And I don't think it's going to be a remake. I don't think remaking Halo would do it. It didn't. I don't think remaking any other game will do it. I don't think new Call of Duty will do it. I don't think new Overwatch will do it. I think it needs to be a new game, and that's what I think is toughest of them all. So, yeah. That's going to probably be it for me on that. I think that's pretty important. And I think that's going to be it for this week. Goodbye.